Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyard, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We have friends from Indiana, listeners to Bob Benyard Live, who have come to visit us here in Denver. They'll be attending Denver Bible Church, and they brought me a newspaper, a local newspaper from Indiana, and I got it right here. It's called the Herald Times. This is from Bloomington. That's where IU is, right? Indiana University? Yeah. This is from IU. So now, they asked me to do something I never do, but since they traveled all this way from Indiana, I'll do it. They said, Bob, read this article on the air. Just read it cold. And remember your warning that you give parents. Don't send your kids to public schools, to godless public schools. For example, your daughters will be systematically sexually harassed, even sexually assaulted or abused in some way. And just don't do it. Don't send your daughters to public schools. So I said, well, that's a good lesson. So what's in this Herald Times newspaper? And the date is from Tuesday, September 14th. All right. So you guys saved this till you got here. All right. It's on page one. Here it is. The Herald Times, Morgan County. Girls and their parents sue school over sexual harassment. Monrovia students say pleas to stop boys' lewd conduct were ignored. That's what we say on this show. That the teachers, the administrators, they say, hey, just put up with it. You're a girl. They're boys. They're going to sexually harass you. Just get used to it. Shut up and take it. If you're a father and you send your daughter to a godless public school, you are sending her there to be sexually harassed. Okay, so let me see here. Monrovia. Four Monrovia junior high school students have filed suit in Morgan County Superior Court over actions they said occurred in several Monrovia middle school classrooms during the 2005-2006 school year. So that's last year, right? That's last year, and is this a big city, Monrovia? It's not a big city. Is it like Brooklyn? Brooklyn, huh? Like Brooklyn, Indiana. No, I mean Brooklyn, New York. No, this is small town USA. So a junior high school in Indiana at Monrovia Junior High School has this sexual harassment lawsuit filed. The allegations include reports of as many as 8 boys taunting the girls using derogatory names and other more serious infractions. The boys, who were in the 6th grade at the time, now they're in the 7th grade, are alleged to have... Oh, brother. All right, I don't know if I'm going to be able to read this whole article. I'm going to have to... The boys who were in the 6th grade at the time are alleged to have exposed themselves to the girls while at school and to have... All right, now I can't repeat this next part, but it's gross, and it's during classes and in school hallways. So the boys are going beyond what we've warned about for years with the sexual harassment and mocking the girls and mocking them about their bodies and asking for sexual favors. These boys are actually, they're doing things in the school. The suit alleges these actions took place after the school system brought in an outside company which gave members of the 6th grade a sex education class. Oh, brother. We've talked about these on and off for 15 years. I remember Dr. James Dobson telling the story of a sex ed class at a public school where they taught the kids how to use condoms, boys and girls in a class, and it was so It was so intense for the students that two of them, a boy and a girl who had never before been sexually active, left the class, went out to the parking lot after the class, got into a car, and had unprotected sex in the car just minutes after the class. And James Dobson told that story on Focus on the Family. And there's 10,000 stories like that one. Okay, so they bring in an outside company, probably some company that is loved by Planned Parenthood and Hillary Clinton. And they gave a sex education class. The class, according to the lawsuit, the class was misleadingly titled a CPR class. Cardiopulmonary resuscitation, of course, right? They would do that. Why? Because they're liberals and they're child sex advocates. So they lie so that they could get as graphic and sexual with the kids as they can. And I personally have seen that people involved with these sex education courses, any number of them get sexually excited with the thought of talking to kids about sex. So that's an additional problem. And I've seen it in Adams County District, what is it, District 14, Commerce City? Adams City High School there. Okay. So the class was misleadingly titled a CPR class, and it included a, please see page A9. Okay, here we go. Harassment. Girls' parents sue school of harassment. Continued from A1. Oh, no, I can't even read this. The class, the sex education class, included a discussion of, I'm not even going to read what they printed in the newspaper, but teaching the kids self-gratification, sexual self-gratification. After taking the class, the four students, the girls, said the boys began exposing themselves and doing sexual acts in front of them in the school. All right. School district attorney Steve Harris said the school board members would not comment on the pending litigation. In the lawsuit, the students say the administration and the teachers at the middle school did nothing to stop the boys' actions. Of course, when it reaches this level, then they'll be all upset and up in arms and, oh, it's not true, it wasn't that bad or whatever. But I know this from years of parents and girls in high schools and junior schools and colleges telling the stories. I just pay attention that they are sexually harassed on an ongoing basis, and just get used to it, honey. That's the attitude of the superintendent, of the principals. Look, that's the way it is. Just get used to it. Okay? They treat you like a tramp. You probably are a tramp. Your father sent you to a godless public school, so just act like a tramp. Look, you're an animal. You evolved from animals. You're an animal. All the boys around you treat you like an animal, and after 10, 12 years of this, you'll start to think of yourself as an animal. Maybe then you'll come back and have an affair with one of your teachers. The public schools are a moral cesspool. And so this story just, it gets you angry when you read it because it's so obvious. All right, let's continue. So the administration, the teachers, and did nothing to stop the boys' actions. Because the girls are 12 to 13 years old, their names have been sealed by the court. They're identified as Jane Doe 1, 2, 3, and 4. The lawsuit asks for a jury trial and requests no specific amount of damages, but asks for judgment against the defendants and also apparently against the school board. Let me see here. It's got a bunch of names. I'll skip all these names because we don't know these people. The female students say the abuse started in August and September 2005. The father of Jane Doe number one went to the school principal in October and complained about the boy's behavior. The father alleges the principal told him, oh, brother, this is what we've been saying for years. The father says the principal told him boys will be boys and did nothing to stop the abuse. Boys will be boys. No kidding. It's rampant, epidemic, systematic sexual harassment of your daughter in the godless public school if you put your daughter in a godless public school. So what do? You got to think through that as a man, as a father. You got to think, okay, I'm supposed to raise and protect my daughter. And if I send her to a public school, she will be sexually harassed, ridiculed, mocked. They'll make fun of her body and these difficult years she'll be going through. They'll ask her for sexual favors. It'll be unrelenting for year after year, day in and day out, week, month. And eventually she'll probably start to think of herself as a slut. So I'm a father. So am I going to do that to my daughter? You decide. You decide. And the consequences will be with us for all of eternity. Your decision and the effect it will have on your daughter. We got a book. It's a great book by Bruce Short. It's called The Harsh Truth About Public Schools. We sell it. And Bruce Short was involved in, still is involved in the Exodus mandate to try to get Southern Baptists to agree to pull their kids out of the godless public schools. And so far, James Dobson is on record urging families in California to pull their kids out of public school. So I guess we should send him this story and maybe he'll add Indiana. That would be good, right? Or at least Monrovia, Indiana. He could say, if your child attends a public school in California or in Monrovia, Indiana, we recommend pulling them out. Now, we just take it further and say that it's a bad idea to send your kid to a godless education system. And fathers, especially, don't let your daughters in to a godless public school. Okay, so let's continue. So the father went and in October last year, and the principal said boys will be boys and did nothing to stop the abuse. The girl said that later in the year, verbal abuse became physical and they suffered slaps and punches. Yeah. And when boys have a demeaning attitude toward girls, it's not only sexual. It's not only sexual. In spring 2006, Jane Doe, number one, said that during computer class, one boy, let me read this ahead. Okay, I can't repeat this. But this is not only sexual harassment, this is sexual assault. The student reported the incident to the teacher of the class, who, according to the lawsuit, refused to listen and instead punished Jane Doe, number one, for defensively striking the boy. So according to the lawsuit, this boy sexually assaulted this girl, and the girl told the teacher, and then she hit the boy, told the teacher, and she got in trouble, and her accusation against the boy was ignored. Is that hard to believe? That's hard to believe. I can't believe a public school teacher would respond in that way to such a serious allegation. Except that they're there every day. They know that the girls are systematically sexually harassed. So the adults get used to it. It's just part of the system. Look, get used to it. You're a girl in a public school, which means you'll be treated like a tramp for a good part of your tenure here. So you have tenure. You're a female student here. Just put up with it. And it gets you angry if you care about kids. If it doesn't get you angry, you don't care about kids. Your heart is hardened and you are evil if it doesn't get you angry. Okay, so that teacher in that class in the computer lab, previous employment was at a local daycare center. They threw that in here for some reason. That's interesting. The boy is alleged to then have done the same thing to three other students, female students, in the school's music room. Okay. The school system later suspended 5 sixth grade boys. This is interesting. In May of 2006, for 2 days. The boys were, according to the lawsuit, suspended for exposing themselves and I'm not going to read the rest, but public sex acts. The school system did not notify parents of the incidents at the school when they suspended the five boys. How's that one? Boys are doing sex acts in public in the school, five of them, and the school doesn't tell the parents of the girls in their classes. How's that one? Leaving the kids to just discuss it amongst themselves. Maybe so they could come to terms with it, and some moron will make an internet video game about it. All right. So, hey, guys, thanks for cheering me up with a great... You drove all this way with the Herald Times. This is a liberal rag, isn't it? This is a college town newspaper. This is a liberal rag, and they got this on page one. It's good that it is being told so that parents will decide to take their kids out of the public schools. And if you leave your kids in the public schools, you are hurting your own kids. Okay, let's go to the phones. Our phone number, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. In Maybank, Texas, Tom, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, sir.
I just want to add a little something to your dissertation there.
Yeah.
You know, we put our children into an environment that we ourselves as adults would not work in.
Oh, you're not kidding. Imagine a secretary working at where? Just name any corporation, American Airlines, and she's treated like that?
Oh, big lawsuit.
Yeah, from either the employees, her superiors, or even the customers. It would be a federal lawsuit. It'd be a federal case.
And the whole weight of the federal government will come down upon her.
Right, but when it's in our schools against our daughters, it happens every day. It's systematic. It's epidemic. And look, honey, just get used to it.
Yeah. Well, you know, if those kids had brought a plastic knife to school or something, they would have been...
suspended immediately.
Yeah, for 6 months.
And, hey, I did a story sometime back. A kid in second grade brought his G.I. Joe to school, and it had a plastic knife that was about an inch long, and he got suspended from school because he violated their zero-tolerance policy.
But so they can sexually assault a girl and get 2 days.
And get away with it for 6 months and then get 2 days.
Go figure.
Go
but
figure.
Anyway, Bob, the reason I called was if one caller calls in before your show closes and donates – up to $25, one caller.
Yeah.
I'll double it.
You will?
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Tom. I very much appreciate
that. You only need one caller up to $25, and I'll
that?
Double it.
All right. Thank you, Tom, very much.
All right.
God bless you. I appreciate that. 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Now, we are at 60% of our telethon goal, and our goal is $15,000, and we're at 60%, and it's thanks to those of you in the audience. This is to keep Bob and Yurt Live on the internet for yet another year at KGOV. That's KGOV.com. I want to read you an email we got with someone donated to the telethon, and he's from California. Do we have him on this? Yeah, we do now. All right. We keep a list of all the states that have given to the telethon on our website at kgov.com. And he writes this along with his donation. He writes, "Dear Bob, before I heard your show, I was a biblically illiterate, ignorant adherent of modern church cliches. I discovered kgov.com through an online hobby forum, and it changed my world. My wife and I have read the plot. We listen to your monthly Bible studies, which we have subscribed to. Wow. I don't miss a day of the radio show and can honestly say that your clear teaching and commentary help to lift our spirits in the tumultuous times we find ourselves in. We live in the spiritual wasteland of West Los Angeles." Oh, brother. That is a wasteland. Imagine that. Now, what's your... This is Johnny. Johnny's writing. Johnny, can I say your last name here? Is that right? Johnny Van Zelm. We live in the spiritual wasteland of West Los Angeles, and we attend a moderately conservative church due to the fact that there is none better to choose from in this liberal area. We find our fellow congregants to be stereotypical, cliche spouting. And that's sad, right? Instead of substantive Christianity, they're all the Christian cliches. Don't judge. You have to forgive everybody. There's no time in heaven. Everything happens for a plan, and so on and so on and so on. Okay. And everyone believes in predestination. Child pornography is planned by God and all that. We hear you. Okay. The pastor we dearly love so much is sadly staunchly supported to everything being predestined, including the molestation and rape of children, child pornography, and so on. Your presence on the internet is like a lifeline to me, and I don't want to begin thinking of what it would be like without hearing a bit of wisdom from your show as world events turn. I've managed to scrounge up what I could afford in the form of a donation in hopes to keep you online. I hope I haven't rambled too much to scare you off. No, Johnny, I'll give you another 20 minutes to cut that out. I just wanted you to know how much you're appreciated from the left coast. Johnny Van Zelm. Thank you very much, Johnny, and your wife, Mrs. Van Zelm. Okay, let's go to the phones. Our number 1-800, this is the number to either donate or to call to the show, 1-800-8-NYARDS. That's 1-800-836-9278, 836-9278. In Aurora, Colorado, Charlene, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well.
Good. I have the same problem in Aurora with my daughter.
Yes.
With the school. This one boy was doing inappropriate action towards her.
Oh, no.
And she kicked him.
Yeah.
And then...
She's the one who got in trouble.
Exactly.
Now, what grade?
Sixth grade.
Same grade as here in Indiana.
Uh-huh.
Same grade. Now, Charlene, let me ask you this. Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am.
And you are sending your daughter to a godless public school?
Yes, I am.
How can you change that so she's either homeschooled or goes to, you know, if you could find a really good Christian school in your area?
Well, I would love to do that, but financially I don't have it. I'm a single parent.
Oh, you're a
single... I just got laid off my job.
Oh, no, Charlene.
So
you're a single parent, and you work during the day?
Well, no, I just got laid off about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago.
Okay. Charlene, if you would be interested, we have moms at Denver Bible Church who would love to talk with you and help you figure out. How many kids do you have total?
I have three total. Two graduated.
Oh, so two are older teenagers or young adults?
They're young adults.
Okay. So your sixth grader is now the one in the schools. If you would like to, we can ask one of the moms at our church to chat with you and try to help you brainstorm and come up with a way to get control of your daughter's education so that she's raised in a godly way and not in these sexually out of control, godless public schools.
That'd be great.
All right. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to put you on hold.
Okay.
And if you could give our call screener your name and number, we'll ask one of the moms to call you and talk through this with you.
Okay.
All right, Charlene?
Uh-huh.
And you could feel free to call back on the show in another week or two and let us know what you're thinking.
Okay.
Okay, God bless you. I'm going to put you on hold. Charlene is on hold. That's line 7. Okay. All right, we're almost out of time. And I have 4 more stories to do. We have the annual Colorado Right to Life Banquet coming up a week from Saturday. And here at Bob and Yurt Live, boy, we would, a telethon donation, $100? Now, does that meet Tom's Okay, we met Tom's. Okay, Tom, if you're listening over the internet, live streaming at kgov.com. Okay, somebody met your challenge, Tom. So thank you for doing that. Plus $100 here from Denver. Thank you all very much to help keep Bob and Your Live on the internet for yet another year. You know what I just got? I got a commercial for the Colorado Right to Life Banquet. Now, we're not actually prepared to play this commercial, so the sound, it might be a little different. Where's that commercial? Here we go. See if you could hear it, all right? Those of you out there in Radio Land, we'll try this. Go ahead, Al, play this.
Are you concerned about the greatest human rights battle of your generation? Wary of Planned Parenthood's pernicious influence over your child's mind? Join Colorado Right to Life for this year's annual Light on Life Banquet on Saturday, September 30th, 2006 at the DoubleTree Denver Tech Center Hotel. Hear medical researcher Eve Silver explain the deadly correlation between abortion and breast cancer. Plus, she'll discuss how Susan G. Komen and the race for the cure misled American women. Earlier in the day, attend a workshop on eradicating Planned Parenthood from your community from Stop Planned Parenthood Director Jim Sidlack. It's two pro-life events for the price of one on Saturday, September 30th. Two opportunities to make a difference. That's the Colorado Right to Life Light on Life Banquet and Workshop to bring Colorado back to life. Let's restore legal protection to preborn babies and make women less vulnerable to abortion's deadly side effects. Purchase your tickets today by calling 303-753-9394. That's 303-753-9394. Bring Colorado back to life. Attend the Colorado Right to Life Light on Life Banquet and Workshop Saturday, September 30th.
All right. Hey, that worked, huh? Off my desktop of my co-host here, Al the Fifth. And I just got that in an email from Colorado Right to Life, and we wanted to play it once every day, and I haven't been able to get it to our producer yet. So that'll be neat if you could come on out a week from Saturday, but you got to be registered so you could call us at 800-836-9278. And say you want to attend the Colorado Right to Life annual banquet in the Denver Tech Center. It'll be a lot of fun. In Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, simply the best Christian school I've ever seen. Check them out, Maranatha.